This is the ColoradoHockey.com podcast brought to you by the letter A and V and S and F and A and M. That's right, AvsFam.com, the home of threaded hockey awesomeness. AvsFam makes top quality shirts that are inspired by players from the Colorado Avalanche. This isn't logo wear. This isn't the stuff that you find on the hangers and the official outlets. This is Dutchie Mac, Picks, EJ, Colorado Hockey, AvsFam gear, shirts, hats, hoodies, thermals, and stickers. It's all there. You should go check it out right now. They're awesome. You're awesome. Get together and make some more awesome sauce. www.avsfam.com. As you know, these podcasts can be kind of rapid fire and we jump around from place to place, so anytime that you hear this noise, that means we're moving on. We've got a lot of cool stuff to tell you about today, a couple of links to check out, some news about Matt Duchene, and then also a piece from Steven Crociata. So without any further ado, here is the opening song.
Shout out to the AVS fam. Colorado hockey's coming in, man. Let me teach you how to dutchie. On the ice, the dutchie touch. Hashtag volley volley. The crazy saves this so gnarly. The Condor and Landy. Team Butte is sweeter than candy. Colorado hockey's coming in. Colorado hockey for the win. Tune in to the podcast, we're live. Colorado hockey has arrived. ColoradoHockey.com.
Do you hear that picking right there? That's road music because the Avs are on the road. The Colorado Avalanche find themselves on the road tonight in New Jersey. We're going to take on the Devils at 5 p.m. It's an early game, so, you know, skip work, don't make a living, definitely find time to play some hockey. Thank you, NHL, for that. If my sources are correct, that's you and the internet, by the way, Johnny Mitchell should be back in the lineup tonight. So Johnny Darko will make an appearance and will absolutely get us a win tonight. I'm so certain of it that I have picked him to be my Avs Twitter psychic. If you don't know what that is, you should definitely check it out. Just put in the hashtag Avs Twitter psychic. Everybody's playing the game. It's fun. You'll be cool. And as long as you're on Twitter, take the time to follow a dude named Ineffective Math. It's at Ineffective Math. It'll be in the show notes, so I don't have to sit here and spell it out for you. This guy's awesome. He puts together some visualizations that you've never seen before using all the data that the NHL has on things, including your Colorado Avalanche. You should check it out for sure. See where Dutchie stands on certain things, see where the Avs are on certain things, and see how depressed you are when you see where Varlamov is. It's sad. Matt Duchene has been chosen by the NHL as one of the three stars for November, and rightfully so. He sits only behind Patrick Kane, who's a pretty good hockey player, by the way. Matt Duchene has been on a tear since having a rough start to the season, and guess what? He's doing just as good as O'Reilly, so shush it. We're not trading Duchene. Why would we? We need him. He's good. He has a big Avalanche-shaped hockey heart. For my money, Matt Duchene is an Avalanche player until the day he stops playing hockey. I just hope, like all hockey hell, that we can get him a couple Stanley Cups before that day comes. And in other NHL news, get this. It turns out that Gary Bettman's kind of an asshole. I know. Let's take a second and soak that up. No, really, he's an asshole, and it's documented in a TSN article called Former Players CTV's W5 Petition Court to Unseal Secret NHL Emails. So all you need to remember from that is that they're unsealing some emails that really show what the brass of the NHL are doing and how much they are, in fact, ignoring the concussion thing. There are a lot of players who were hurt in a lot of bad ways that they never did anything about, all the while profiting from them. Now draw your own conclusions and go read it for yourself, because I'm going to shut up about it. It's in the show notes, and I think that you're going to find this truly interesting. So looking ahead at this game, and by my sloppy math, we should absolutely win tonight. Why? Because we typically win after having a horrible game, give everybody hope again, and then kind of take it away in the next game. Hey, that's what it is. It's being a fan, right? But by my logic, we should absolutely win tonight, and I'm certain that Johnny Darko is going to score the first goal. But my real question is, who's going to be in goal and how are they going to play? I could look this up online. I'm sure many of you know it, but I like the surprise of it. I want to wait until the game starts to go, holy hell, they put him in goal? Who knows? Maybe it's going to be Holden. Maybe not. Anyways, I'm expecting Varlamov in the net because he has something to prove, and I think that he needs to get it together, and I think that Waugh thinks the same thing. So where are we at right now? Well, the Avs may not make the playoffs. Don't hate me for that, but I think it's time that we figure out what our team is all about and decide if there's going to be moves made and what we have to make. So that's going to start in net because we got a goalie who can, we got another goalie who really can, and we got a goalie that we know can do it but hasn't done it recently, and I think it's time for him to show up. So let's all get our Vardy Vardy on and hope like hell that he has a great showing tonight, because I don't want to see the guy go anywhere. I'm not saying there's a trade rumor. I'm just saying it would be awesome to see him have a story like Matt Duchene, come back from adversity and make us all go, damn, I love Vardy. And now, my friends, our good buddy, Steven Crociata, is going to say some things that I thought he would never say. They involve the words best kept secret and Nick Holden. Here is Steven Crociata.
What if I told you that the Avalanche may have one of the better kept secrets the entire NHL? Now, with Jerome McGinley saying that he would not accept a trade at this deadline, and Alex Tanguay probably not being the best valued rental player, the Avalanche are going to look in different directions to see how they can better this team in a couple of months when the trade deadline is near. And that best way may be with the better kept secret in the NHL being Nick Holden. So there's two points I really want to make looking at Nick Holden. One is his possession numbers. Now the Avalanche are a very, very poor possession team, but their number on average of the team is about 45. Holden is actually above the average for the team. So even though his numbers may not seem great by himself, because of the fact that he's on a team with some bad numbers, it's just going to be lower. That's usually the way these things work. But if you look at the fact that he's at least above the average point for the team, that's a decent sign. Number two, he is one of three defensemen in the entire NHL with at least 8 points and 60 hits. So number one, he brings a little bit of offense and he's a very physical defender. The only other two NHL defensemen with those numbers are Dustin Byfuglien and Johnny Boychuk, who most other teams would love to have on their team. So the fact that Nick Holden can be compared to those guys in his production is very essential for the Avalanche when they're trying to move him in looking at his contract, which is very small, and what he actually brings to the table. So they might have themselves a diamond in the rough to be able to use and get value back for a team who's probably going to be looking to add some younger pieces or picks, prospects, whatever the case may be, to actually have some success in the future.
So I'm not going to lie to you, that one took me by surprise. One, I didn't know that he had a thing for Nick Holden, and two, Nick Holden seems like a really good defender to me, and I don't know why, but he hates him so much. Sure, he makes some boneheaded moves, but name one guy on the team who hasn't lately. How about Landy, huh? How about those penalties? Yeah, all you Landy lovers. Nick isn't that bad, he's a pretty good guy, and honestly, I don't want to see him go. But if that's what it takes to get us on track, then so be it. I do question the idea that we get rid of a defenseman when defense is our big issue, but hey, hockey is a game of sacrifices, and we just need to win, baby. The ColoradoHockey.com podcast is brought to you by AvsFam, but you know that. But here's what you don't know. AvsFam's actually been trying to put together some other gear, and they've been really testing the market, which they always do. For like a year now, I've been wearing MeUndies underwear, trying to figure out how we can make underwear that comfortable just for hockey. All the while not realizing that these are just the best underwear out there and there's no reason to reinvent the wheel. So today we bring you a new sponsor, MeUndies. We do get a cut of this, but that's also how we pay for podcasting gear and the services and software that we use to record people from all over the world and bring them to you. So go check out the link. It says underwear for hockey ass, I think. It's very creative. And if you agree with us and you love it and you want to try them, then go ahead and buy some. You're going to get 20% off. We're going to get a cut that's going to help us to produce this podcast and everyone's going to be happy. I'll shut up now. MeUndies in the show notes. We love you. Stay awesome.